أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فلما جهزهم بجهازهم جعل السقاية في رحل أخيه ثم أذن مؤذن أيتها العير إنكم لسارقون قالوا وأقبلوا عليهم ماذا تفقدون قالوا نفقد صواع الملك ولمن جاء به حمل بعير وأنا به زعيم قالوا تالله لقد علمتم ما جئنا لنفسد في الأرض وما كنا سارقين قالوا فما جزاؤه إن كنتم كاذبين قالوا جزاؤه من وجد في رحله فهو جزاؤه كذلك نجزي الظالمين صدق الله العظيم. These are from verses 70-75. Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam has a discussion with his brother, and the need is that Binyamin needs to remain back in Egypt and not travel with his brothers to Palestine, to Canaan. How is this going to be done? He cannot ask in a polite manner the brothers to leave Binyamin behind. They will not allow it. They have taken a pledge with their father. Besides that, on what pretext can he do that? So there is this whole plan of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that now comes into operation, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about it. فَلَمَّا جَهَزَهُمْ When the brothers had now got ready to go, so Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam equipped them bijihazihim with whatever Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam had given them, insofar as the grain that was given to them. Ja'ala siqayata fi rahli akhi. Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam placed as-siqaya. As-siqaya refers to the drinking goblet that is usually used to drink by somebody that is great. So it will be assumed that this was a very special goblet. It was a very special utensil that was used to drink. He takes this and he puts it into the belongings of his brother, into the saddle pack of his brother, that is Binyamin, very, very secretly. Or alternatively, he had asked somebody that was very close to him, a confidant, to do it. But this was not knowledge to even the courtiers, the people that were closest to Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam. They had left. After they had left, they had gone a little distance. ثُمَّ أَذَّنَ مُؤَذِّن. Then a caller called out, أَيَّتُهَا الْعِيرُ إِنَّكُمْ لَسَارِقُونَ. O people of the caravan, certainly you are thieves. What actually happened was that this goblet were used to remain in a particular place, and Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam had made that place available for the lodging and the sleeping of his brothers. So here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made this, that now obviously they were the people that were in the surroundings of this goblet, and hence now the courtiers, the people in the palace or in the home of Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam, had found this is missing. So they, either on their own accord or with the approval of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, they went out and they understood that the only people that had access, that were closest to this, would be the brothers of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam. And that is why they made the allegation, إِنَّكُمْ لَسَارِقُونَ. Certainly you are thieves. قَالُوا وَأَقْبَلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ مَاذَا تَفْقِدُونَ. So the brothers now turned towards the people that made this announcement, and they asked, what are you missing? What is lost from you that you are leveling this allegation upon us? قَالُوا نَفْقِدُوا سُوَاعَ الْمَلِكِ. They said that we found that the measurement cup of the king is missing. Now there Allah Ta'ala used, and this is the beauty of the Quran, siqaya, there Allah Ta'ala used the drinking goblet, here Allah Ta'ala used the word suwa' al-malik, the measuring cup of the king. So it is quite possible that it used to be used as a drinking goblet, but because of this drought, that was used to measure the grain for the rations of the people. So it was something that the workers will look for, and hence it was in that place where the brothers had slept. So the logical thing, or rather the simple thing, will be that they were the ones that would be responsible for it to be missing. وَلِمَنْ جَاءَ بِهِ حِمْلُ بَعِيرٍ وَأَنَا بِهِ زَعِيمٍ. Whoever brings it forth, then that person will get one camel's load of grain. In other words, as an incentive, whoever can find it, whoever can show us, the incentive will be one extra camel of grain. وَأَنَا بِهِ زَعِيمٍ. And the announcer said that I will be a guarantor for it. قَالُوا تَاللَّهِ لَقَدْ عَلِمْتُمْ مَا جِئْنَا لِنُفْسِدَ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا كُنَّا سَارِقِينَ. They take qasam of Allah that certainly you know that we have not come here to create corruption on the earth. وَمَا كُنَّا سَارِقِينَ. And nor are we thieves. In other words, that is not our habit. قَالُوا فَمَا جَزَاؤُهُ إِن كُنْتُمْ كَاذِبِينَ. The discussion goes on, and the courtiers from Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam side are very clear that this is missing. It will be in your people's belongings. You would have it with you. And hence they ask the question now, what will be the retribution? What will be the punishment? Or if you are liars and that goblet is found in your possession. So they replied, قَالُوا جَزَاؤُهُ مَوْوُجِدَ فِي رَحْلِهِ فَهُوَ جَزَاؤُهُ. The Sharia of Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam is being discussed here. The brothers themselves had determined the punishment. And this is again this plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the Shariat of Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam, when a person steals and that person is caught, then the thief is taken as a slave by the owner of whatever has been stolen. So this is now the rule of Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam, obviously different to the rule of Egypt. And this is the important aspect, that they have come out with the law, they have brought out the punishment, and they say, جَزَاؤُهُ مَنْ وُجِدَ فِي رَحْلِ فَهُوَ جَزَاؤُ, that his punishment will be that in whosever possession the goblet is found, then that person himself will become the jaza, that person will be taken as the ransom. كَذَلِكَ نَجَزِي الظَّالِمِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and that is how we punish the wrongdoers. This is now a punishment upon them, but they were people that had stolen, because they stole Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam from his father. They had taken him, they had thrown him into the well, and thereafter they sold him, and they had whatever they had taken as the price. So all of that is showing dishonesty. So there is absolutely no false allegations against them. This allegation will stand strong against them, and hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala creates this way out for Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت